listening to Anything Goes with the gorgeous Miss Ibarra, with your host, Crystal Ibarra, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Crystal Ibarra, from Santa Ana, California, Orange County. That's right, Santa Ana. Here, actually, my guest was supposed to be here, which was my cousin, and he said his son was sick, which I think is a bunch of bullshit. The reason I say that was because yesterday I seen him with the damn beer at the Dodgers game. I think he's hungover. That's what I think. But, hey, who's to judge? I'm just kidding, Ricky. So, it's been a busy month, actually. Busy just, you know, trying to get things together. Besides this, I do work full-time. Yes, I do. 12-hour shifts on Monday through Friday. My only day off is Saturday. And then on Sunday after work, I come straight here. So I'm always busy. A lot of people are like, Crystal, when do you ever have time to go out? It depends. If I like you, I make time. If I don't, I don't like you. It is what it is. It's a lot of weirdos out there. I've been getting a lot of fucking weirdos. Like, serious shit. So to answer a lot of questions, yes, I am single. No, I'm not interested. How about this? I'll call you if I want to go out. I think I did yesterday. I think there's only one guy that I actually like, and I messaged him, and I don't know what happened. I think he blocked me or he denied me. I don't know. But he's a weirdo anyways. Yeah, so how's everybody doing? Good, good. So yeah, we're here in Burbank. The drive was good, actually. It was pretty good. It didn't take that long. Actually, I don't remember half of the drive. So, let's see some of the questions that I got here. Hi, Crystal. Oh, hi. How's it going? Hola, everybody from Chulanka? Shalanka. Hello, everybody from Shalanka. Hello, everybody from Jamaica. Jamaica, hola, hola, como estamos? I like to say hola to everybody from Tijuana. I like to say everybody, oh, hello, everybody from Vegas. Shout out to my family in Vegas. I have a big family, love my family in Vegas. Shout out to my nieces, my nephews, my daughters, wherever they're at. It's funny though, because I'm 40 years old. And my daughter is going to be 18, and the other one's going to be 21. They're both off to college. A lot of people bring them on the camera. Who do you want me to bring on the camera? My cousin's on here. I'm being very nosy. Bring him up watching. Was I saying? Shout out to Vegas. Shout out to everybody. And you guys can decline. I get declined all the time. You guys feel free to call in. The number to call in is 323-203-0815. If you guys have any questions, any shout outs, you want to represent your business, go ahead. Feel free. Yes, my brother's watching. Hola, hermano. Aquí estoy. I guess one of the shows, I guess my aunt was watching. She was like, you're so funny. Your movement, you're all that. But she goes, I don't understand a word you're saying. So, you know, every once in a while, I'll throw in the Spanish. So, you know, mi español es muy perfecto. Just kidding. Oh, funny story. Funny story. I went out on Thursday with my Aunt Patty. It was her birthday. And afterwards, I cannot confirm or deny, but I was in Tustin, ended up in Mission Viejo. I don't know how the freeways didn't connect going. So, yeah, funny story. And, So, What else is going on? Oh, yeah. So, anyways, I'm a single mom. My daughters are going off away, going off of, to college. Going off away to college. And. You hear me? Yeah. Man. So yeah, what am I doing next? What am I doing next? Okay, so Texas was one of the plans in September. Which that's still the plan. September is Texas. Vegas is in August. We're gonna do Vegas August, and we're supposed to do Arizona as well, and that's all gonna be for comedy. But honestly, I've been doing a lot of late night lives and all that, and that's like when I'm by myself and all that. That's when all the funny shit comes out, you know. And it's funny, the other day, like I said, I went out with my aunt and we're drinking, and usually when you drink, you get moments. You have these moments where you're like, oh, I want to call so and so, right? So I pick up the phone. I have a line. I got two phones. Phone one, meeting up with your phone two. Phone. You know what I mean? I got phone for days. I'm having a moment, and I'm like, I really want to call this person. I miss this person. Tell me why I call myself. That's how much I love myself, and there's nobody out there that I'm thinking of that like I want to be back with this person. No, there's nobody else. I love this single life, and I am not in a rush to get in a relationship. So a lot of people are asking me out. Yeah, I'll go have a drink with you, but that's about it. And if I say no, I say no. I don't know, but I've been getting a lot of calls, a lot of messages going out, a lot of fake ones. Oh my God, the ones like, oh hey, you want to go hiking? And I'm like, oh sure. Like, and then they're like, there's not even a trail where they're like asking to go to. I'm like, what the fucking weirdo? Like. You know, like I'm all looking up the trail and all the campsite and the whole thing. There's like nothing there. Right? Like, yeah, I'm really gonna go there. Yeah, so we get a lot of weirdos. Yeah, so what else is new? Yeah, I work. So, like I said, I work for another company besides your. I work for a private family, gorgeous family. Like I said, Monday through Friday, 12-hour shifts, and 8 hours on Sunday. Right after that, I come here. My only day off is Saturday. And like I said, I like to either do some, well, boxing, kickboxing, usually in the mornings, and after that, I'm free. Yesterday, I went to, after boxing, I was driving home in Santa Ana, and I seen a lot of fine guys in their cars. I was like, who are those daddies over there? I turn around, spin the car around, you know what I'm saying? Turn around and the guy goes, oh, here you can park your car right here. Also tow it. I'm like, okay, whatever. As I'm walking by, and you guys can see my stuff is on live, so I'm trying to, I post everything. And I run into this one guy. I had met him somewhere else, but I couldn't think of his name. That happens to me all the time. All the time. I meet a lot of people. I mean, a lot of more guys and girls, but a lot of times, and the guy's like, hey, how's it going? And then I was like, fuck, another one here. All dumb, like, oh hey, like all retarded, like in reality I don't know where. But then he says something about a car, and that's where I remembered him. I'm like the guy who has all these fucking nice cars. So yeah, it's funny. So anyways, I'm going to this car show, and I guess Santa Ana has like a lot of little car shows, a lot of vendors, you know. We're coming on up for everything, you know. Every stand has like a little taco stand. Now they're selling a lot of cute little stuff for hair supplies, hair products. You know, everybody's starting to do their own business, which is so cool, you know. Viva la gente ahora sí en Santana ya están haciendo sus cosas. Los tacaderos, los frutas, los churros. You know, you have a stand for everything. Fourth of July is coming. Anybody have any plans? Any plans for Fourth of July? Oh. I don't even know either. Probably family. I'm not gonna lie. As my kids get older, they have their own plans. So it's like, you know, like, do I really want to, you kind of just want to relax, you know, after your kids are older. When they're younger, you want to spend, you know, but they're not. Like I said, my kids are 21 and 8, going to be 18, and out of the house, you know, so it's like starting over again for me, like, all babysit my brother's kids, but getting back. yeah, so I'm loving this new life. You know, like, dude, I used to be bad. Like, I still am. Every once in a while, like, man, I fucked up so bad. I hit rock bottom so many times, but it's okay, you know? Like, everybody has trial and lessons, you know? Everything's a trial and a lesson. I tried it. I learned my lesson. When I do it again, some shit I would. Some things, you know, it is what it is. So yeah, oh my goodness, hola Mia, how are you doing? I'm good, honey, how are you doing? And my daughter, my niece is on live with me. Oh, thank you, honey, I love you too. Oh, I'm proud of you. I heard you're doing good and you're a little judo girl. My little niece plays, she does judo. I love it because I can spar with her and I take her down and she'll take me down too. But she's like, you know. So she's having her competitions and, you know, she loses but she wins at the same time because she learns from it, right?
Yeah.
You can't win them all, right?
Yeah.
That's right. So, yeah. All right. Well, I'll talk to you later, lady.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, that was my niece, Mia. My only niece. She's so funny. She's so cute. So proud of her. I have a big family. I come from a big family. On my mom's side, I believe there's 56 grandchildren and 8 kids. On my dad's side, I don't know how many grandkids, but there was what? How many? I think there was 8 of them too, isn't it? Yeah. So yeah, I come from a really, really big family. And to be honest, I didn't want kids. After all those fucking kids, all those cousins, and you know what? We grew up where we had to take care of them. Like, I didn't have this fucking kid. You fucking take care of your own damn kid, but it didn't work that way. You take care of those kids. Like, my brother had to take kids to school, and my brother didn't even have kids. He had to take, like, 20 motherfuckers to school, and he didn't even have any. So when it came time for him to having his kids, we're like, oh, our kids are old. you know, as you get older, but, like, yeah, we had to raise our cousins. And that's what makes me mad on some of my cousins, is that you dumb bitches, you guys forget that we were there wiping your ass and we were there for you. And for some of them, and it's sad, it's greed, you know, and some of them are going to follow their parents. That's, you know, that's your mother's, it's only right. But if you know your mom's doing wrong, how do you stand by that? You have kids. What are you teaching your kids? What, do you stand by a chomo? And let him be a molester? And no, you wouldn't. So if you know your mom's doing wrong, you don't stand by that. You correct it. Not all parents are right. Sometimes we got to correct things. We got to stick together as a unity. You know, one's better than nobody. You were a family before, and, you know. And it's sad. The money, greed, all that breaks family. But like I said, some of my cousins, they choose not. They walk the other way when they see me because I'm that one. I'll call you back. Get over here. Let's try this again. Let me teach you some etiquette. You know? But I guess in every family, there's always, I'm not going to say one, there's always like 10, 20 motherfuckers that are fuck-ups. And, you know, it's funny because I'm like the black sheep. I'm the one that was supposed to make it. I'm the one that was like rock bottom. I'm the one like, ugh, she's crazy. She's a loser. She's this. She's that. She's that. Yeah, I was all of that and what. And I'm like right here. At the end of the day, you're watching me. You're sitting there. So, yeah, that's what I'm about. So, yeah, besides family, and it's not just family. It can be friends, you know. It can be your coworker. It can be everybody. It's like, it's just sad, very sad. And, hold on. So, I work by the beach. I have an ocean view. And when I get tired and frustrated, I walk to the ocean. I take my own time. I take my own breaks. At the end of the day, you know what I mean? You have to work on yourself. And I don't let anything frustrate, bother me, or anything. If anything's too much, like I said, I take my break and I walk to the beach. Like 2 seconds to the beach and I'm there. And that's where I work. Very calming, very smooth. That's why. And when you love what you do, it's not work. You know? We love what we do. You know? And, so the other, oh yeah. So the other day, like I said, I went out with my aunt, right? And I record everything. And I was in scrubs, right? And I'm like, because I just got off work. And I'm partying with these, with my aunt. Well, my aunt works for the fucking county. So you got all these fucking bitches from the county. Them county bitches can drink, okay? I don't know how you not taking care of them kids, but jazz bitches can drink. So yeah, but they're a good time though. They're a good time because they can drink. So we're drinking, and I get up and I go to the bar, or whatever. And one of the girls' son follows me to the bar, and I was gonna go smoke. And I think he's seen what I was gonna smoke, and his eyes lit up, this and that. And I'm like, yeah, oh my God, your mom's here. I don't want you to get spanked or anything, whatever. So we go outside, whatever. Outside, I meet, I don't know, I forgot his name. Maybe it's gorgeous guy. Like, that's all he does, work out. Like, that's smart guy, whatever. So I meet him. And so I forgot about that kid. He was just standing there. He's only like 21, the kid, whatever. So he's smoking. Whatever, I'm talking to this other guy. We leave, so I was like, okay, I'll call you, whatever. As we're leaving, whatever, his car is parked next to mine. Like, literally parked. At first, I was like, this motherfucker's following me. Like, I already gave him my number. And I'm so stupid. I'm so conceited. I'm like, oh no, I'm gonna get, this is a rape situation. I'm ready. You know, I'm ready. Like, and I was like, fuck, I usually carry pepper spray, my keys, or something, right? Oh, tell me why I turned around. Like, he had a white t-shirt on, and I turned around and I just went, but I hit him right here, like, poof, like a quick pop. And he was like, ah. I was like, oh, I thought you were like, he's like, my car's right next to you. I was like, I thought you were a pervert. He's like, if I was a pervert, I already have your number. I was like, oh shit, I forgot about that. Fuck. But moral of the story, you can't go around punching people. You gotta find out why they're following you. But yeah, he called me anyways. Nice guy. But he's a little weird at the end of the phone call. Too weird. Like, yeah, very, very weird. So yesterday we went to, oh yeah, yesterday. Yesterday we went to a place called Splash City. I've never heard of that place. Cute little park, little theme park. Think it's for kids. I would take your like 5-year-old, 6-year-old. They do have slides. It's like $28, $30 for a kid per person, whatever. We go there, me and my daughter, and we're in this lazy river, and we go. We're like walk. That river's fast. It takes you around like 3 or 4 times. So she's in front of me, and I see her playing with splashing this little girl who's in a little tube. She's splashing. They're playing together, whatever, and they're like talking, whatever. Some guys like, oh. Tienes bonito pelo. And I was like, oh, gracias. He's like, oh, you have beautiful hair. And I'm like, oh, thank you. Didn't think anything of it. Then the guy's talking to me, and I'm talking to him in English and Spanish. We're going back and forth. Ah, ¿has ido ahí? No, I've never been there. You know, we're going back and forth. Tell me why. The wife comes. I didn't know he was married. The wife comes, and she's like, she gives him one, and she's yelling at him. And then she's looking at me, and I understand. Because if it was my situation, and I seen you talking to someone, with my kid in the pool, we're gonna have a problem. I'd have dragged your ass out of the pool. I'd have dragged your fucking ass out of the pool. I'm talking to that bitch for. But so she looks at me, and I look at her like, you know, like you better like if he does this in front of you, what do you think he does in back of you? Like, that's sad. I'm embarrassed for you, but whatever. So She's like looking at me, like, because I don't think she's like noticed, like, because I was like, oh, like, in laying down in the water, like, I'm a big girl. She's just like looking at me, like waiting for me to get out or whatever. So I get up. I get up and I get out. Like, what's good? Like, you know? I get out. It's good. She looks at me. She looks at my, I don't know, she probably looked at my fucking arm like a linebacker. She's like, this bitch gonna line me back. And she just tells the guy, like, to get out of the pool, get the kid, whatever. Long story short, I ran into her to the restroom. And I tell Elijah, my daughter, I go, look, I think that's a lady. And I said, I made sure the lady heard me. I made sure the lady heard me. I go, look it, mira, esa la señora. That's the lady with the husband that was being disrespectful. I go, look it, if he does it in front of you, right, because he's talking to me, you're sitting like 2 inches away, right? Because normal guys, like, they'll look the other way. Like, they see something fine, it's like a camera. Boom, boom, and that's it. They look, right? They don't conversate. This guy was conversating and blah, blah, blah. I mean, his business, this and that. So I was like letting him know, as a woman, woman to woman, if he does it in front of you, what do you think he's doing behind you? Now, if I was, I go, I'm a single girl. No man's kept. If I really wanted to, I would have jumped on, I would have had it. But that's the conversation that's towards, that's the way it was going. But it didn't, because I don't do that. But like I said, to women, and I also had one that told me, she's like, block my boyfriend. You need to block my boyfriend. No. Actually, no. I'm not going to block anybody. I don't block people. And just because you have insecurity or this, that, or you feel like your boyfriend's cheating or whatever, like, it's not my fault. The weirdo put me as a screensaver. How is that my problem? Like, we're not together. I don't even know these people. Like, your dude put me as a screensaver? No. So yeah, I get a lot of weirdos, a lot. But then again, I'm by myself. What can I expect, right? I'm gorgeous. I'm by myself. Yeah. So like a lot of weirdos. And then yesterday too. So yesterday, I get last night after the thing, I went to the gym and my phone died. That's why I didn't put it. Usually I record and I put everything. I did end up going to the gym doing weights. Someone comes to my house. Someone who I haven't talked to. Someone who said a lot, had a lot to say about me. Like, man, it was negative. I've never heard so much negative shit, but I was just like, okay, cool. Like, whatever. And I'm thinking this motherfucker wants to fight, going to my house and fight. Because, you don't come to my house. At certain hours, there's certain times, hours you come in that, you know what's up. So either two things are going to happen, right? So, yeah. So anyways, he comes down. And he apologizes. And I was shocked. I was very shocked because usually when people talk, they don't apologize, especially when they're on a good one. Usually when on drugs, like you don't apologize. You don't apologize. And he did. And we were talking. And I said, listen, I forgive you. You can always cash at me when you get my, you want to pay me back my money. I'll forgive you even more. I'm not to judge, and I got to give it to you for coming. And a lot of people are like, how can you forgive certain people and not other people? Listen, I forgive everybody. I'm not naive. I will not forget. There's not hate. There's not hate, not even towards nobody. But I respect more the ones that own it. Like, hey. I did you wrong, or I did wrong, or you know what, Crystal, you were in the wrong at the time, because like I said, I say things. I have a strong tongue. I will kill you with my tongue, and there was times that I was on a good one too. I let it be known. I said some shit that any guy would have been like, girl, you gotta knock the fuck out, and you gotta own it, and I wasn't in my right mind. I did a lot of shit too. Like I said, everybody hits rock bottom. I've happened to hit rock bottom more than once. I've learned to pick myself up real quick. I fall, boom, back right up. Like, damn, that's how fast I get back up. Because you know what? We all fall. No one's perfect. We all fall. And especially, I tell everybody, like, how are you? Like, they always tell me, like, you're fake. like, you know, you're the craziest motherfucker I know. Yeah, but I had to learn how to like live again. You have to learn growth, humanity. You know what I mean? Like, I had to have compassion. I had to love myself. But I think I love myself too much. Like, I'm up here, dude, and a lot of you motherfuckers, you know, like, you have to learn to love yourself first, and I didn't have that. And, you know, like I said, radio and broadcasting, that's what I majored in, I went to school for, and with everything going on, like, I forgot about it. I forgot about my dreams and passions. And I forgot about what I wanted to do. And I put, you know, like parents, you know, you put your kids first, whatever. Let them finish school, whatever. Well, you know, now they're done with school. Now it's my turn. You know, now I want to travel. I want to do this. And there's a lot of things that I want to do, you know. I don't want to get stuck. I know definitely I don't want a relationship. Friendship without benefits, perfect. Friendship, you want to go out to eat, let's work out, let's go hiking, even better. But don't call me and be like, hey, you want to see this? Like, I don't want to see a dick pic. Like, I don't even want to see your face. But I get a lot of those. You know what it is? It's getting old. I have that face. I must have that face and that energy that gives you guys that vibe. Like, I want to hook up or that whatever. No. I don't. And it's okay to be single. And it's okay to, like, today I was in downtown Whittier by myself for lunch. I take a long lunch break. I'm not going to have a job after 4 hours. But you know what? I don't care. I'll take my breaks. It's me time. I've learned, you know. If I have to go to walk to the ocean for 2 minutes, 3 minutes, I'll go for a walk. I will take a break. Crystal, that's your fifth break, and I'll take another break after that one. You want to keep going? You want to send me home? Because you can, like, I don't care. But like I said, I work for a great family, so they're always like, oh, take your break. Come back in 3 hours. You know, they don't care. It's just a great family that I work with, very private. So I'm grateful for them. I'm grateful for everything. And, yeah, that's what life is all about. Like I said, I done it all of it. You know what I mean? Like, everybody, like you don't know. You don't know what are you talking about? I done shit in fucking counties that you motherfucker had to get taxed for. And I don't pay taxes. I don't even pay regular taxes. You don't tax me for doing what? You guys got me fucked up. LA County, get it together. Get it together. Because you guys are, you know, not all of you guys. Don't get me wrong. Not everybody from LA County. But the most of them, man, that's a sad life. Some of them didn't choose that life, and that's the life they choose. But I'm just saying, if you're going to be from, if you're for the streets, like I always say, smarten up. Put money aside for a lawyer. Let me tell you why. Because you're for the streets, right? Everybody from the streets goes to jail. I don't care what the fuck you say. They all go to jail. Everybody from the streets. So you already know, we already know your actions have consequences. We already know the consequences of that. Put money aside for a fucking lawyer. Put money aside for an Uber for your mom to go see you, because she probably can't drive after seeing you in jail. And like I said, that's what I did when I did my shit. I did my shit, but I put aside money for a lawyer. When happened, I had money, lawyer, everything got expunged. Boom. But a lot of people can't do that. That's why I said, if I'm going to be from somewhere, I need to know the benefits, the pros, the cons. Like, do your research, because there ain't no way I'm doing time for any motherfucker. And I tell people in my car every time they come in, are you on parole? Check this out. You're on parole and I got something? You're taking the charge. You know better. You shouldn't have got in my car. I'll be the first officer. Knowing damn well it's my shit. No, officer. You're on parole. Take one for the team. So I will ask you. I'll ask you. I'm the one that asks all the fucking questions. Like, damn, this bitch is crazy. Yeah, too crazy. Like, I don't get embarrassed. No shame in my game. Just like with the other day, one guy was like, "I'm gonna post these fucking pictures of pornography, this and that." I just fucking took pictures and put my ass on fucking camera. I didn't care. It's still on there, I think. I mean, so after I did that, he's like, "You're embarrassing." I don't care. Here's the thing is, you can't care what someone else thinks. You can't care, like, so and so said you're on drugs. So and so said this. So and so said that. You're hearing it from a reliable source, or like, I'm sorry, and so and so said what? At the end of the day, I sleep good. I eat good. I work out good. I'm living life. It took me a long time to learn that because before it was so and so said this, bam. You know what I mean? We're streets. But now it's like, I have too much to lose, you know? Too much to lose. And I've worked hard for everything I've got. Yeah, so I love to shop. Love to shop. OTM, one of my favorite stores over there in Huntington Beach. They have all martial arts shit. The gloves that I want for boxing, Reyes, a little expensive. So if the Jennifer Mesa Foundation wants to put in for those Reyes gloves. Oh, I'm just kidding. Yeah, so those are the gloves that I want. Oh, it's so too funny too, because like sometimes we go for walks down in Laguna Beach, you know, like the ocean breeze, whatever. There's a lot of old perverts there. Like, I didn't realize like a lot of them. They're just like, but you know, they're like some of them are sweet, but some of them are just like, just disgusting pervert. But I was like, man. Like if I'm 60 and I'm still like single, I'm gonna move out here to Laguna Beach and I'll find me somebody out there. 'Cause yeah, it's different. It's different. Every city's different. Everywhere you go, the guys are so different. Went to LA and the guy's face was all tatted up. I was trying to like read his face like it went up, like up and down like this, and the eyebrow in the hole. And I was just like, "Oh, that's different." And then you go to Orange County, and their pants are tight. The guys are so sexy; their pants are so tight. I was like, "God damn, I can't even breathe for you." But they're like preppy, cute boys. Except you, unless you go with the guys at the car show, like the car clubs. Damn those daddies! They're really attractive old men. Really attractive. I like a mechanic, a dirty mechanic. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I got invited to another car show on the 13th, Suavecitos, in Santana. You guys want to go? I'll be there by myself. I go everywhere by myself. Everywhere. I don't need a crew. I don't need a. You know what I mean? Sometimes that's good. Sometimes that's bad, though, because, like, you need to pick and choose, you know? Pick and choose. Let's see some questions. Yeah. Like I said, I don't block people. Unless you're like a pervert and sending me dick pics or whatever, I don't block people, but I'll let you watch me. But there's certain people that are just. Oh yeah, then I got a phone call. I got a message. From these girls, or like they send me pictures of. Here's a funny story. The old phone that I had, my ex used to pay for it. So his name comes under the phone. Right? So these broads from LA, Ratchet, Boyle Heights. Okay, Boyle Heights. Heard a friend, he was acquaintance, says, "Hey, this guy wants to go out with you. He thinks you're really cute." I said, "Oh, I don't know." So he sends me a picture. He's actually a really looking dude. So I was like, "Oh, you know, whatever." Okay, well, whatever. He's like, we set it up. Tell me why the next night, the next morning, the girl, the wife, whatever, her and three girls. It took three girls to get a hold of me. Tell me, I mean, her home wrecker, the, oh yeah, the guy had STDs. And she sends me his records, like from the pharmacy, the pills that he's taking. And I'm thinking to my head, like, girl, I didn't even meet this guy. If you would let me talk to you, woman to woman, I would have told you I didn't meet this guy. He called a friend to hook it up with me. He set this up. He even paid for, like, an Uber driver. Like, so I was going to tell her, but she kept talking. That I'm this and that and that. And so I was like, all right. You want Crystal Ibarra? You got Crystal Ibarra. So then I'm telling the girl, I go, oh, it's okay, because she's like, oh, he has STDs. And I'm like, oh, it's okay, because I didn't sleep with him. You know, he did all the work. And then she's like, well, you're going to get an STD, this and that. Oh, I go, it's okay, because he paid. Oh, so that makes me a prostitute. I go, no, I'm an escort. But, you know, he left the money on the counter, so. So I'm just fucking with this girl, like, left and right, and she just. So then, I guess when you put down the phone number, it shows you, like, where you live or whatever. Well, my ex used to live across the street from me. So tell me why these girls were, like, taking pictures across the street. And they're like, we're here, come outside, this and that. And so I go outside. There's nobody outside. So I go to that store. The girls aren't there. But, like, my thing is this, too. Like, first of all, I'd be embarrassed to tell my friends, my homegirls, to get involved. How do you tell your homegirls to get involved? When you're a man, the cheater, right? Because he's a cheater. And you guys just had a kid called me. How is that my fault? I didn't know anything about him. Would you shut up and stop talking and let me tell you what really went down? I wouldn't have lied and said, oh, I slept with him, this and this and that. I just said that because he made me mad. But anyways, I did end up telling the girl that. A person that I was with, too, yeah, she was just like, yeah, and I'm a man, and I slept with him, too. So we were just going back and forth, but my thing is this, there's so many jealous girls, and I'm getting a lot of jealous girls. Too many. And my thing is, like, build your confidence. Like, you know, like, you don't like how something is, work on it. I'm not conceited, but I work hard. Like, I love myself. Like, I love myself. Like, I can walk in the room, you can feel the love I have for myself. Like, my aura, my vibes, my energy, you know, my humbleness, everything comes out. Like, so, like I said, I don't know, you just have to love yourself and stop the jealousy shit. That's just, and it's funny because I used to be jealous. I used to be jealous all the time. Sorry about that, guys. Yeah. So, yeah, that jealous shit needs to stop because you don't own anybody. Nobody owns anybody. If a guy or girl is going to do what they're going to do, they're going to do it. And if they do it in front of you, you know, yeah. And like I said, I could have been mean to that girl at the pool, but, you know, I felt bad for her. But, so, yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of girls are like, oh, they send me pictures. And not one or two. They send me a lot of pictures. Like, oh, this is my dude, this and that. And it's not one picture. It'll be like a lot of pictures. Here's the thing. If I get a picture and I know the dude, don't get offended when I say, oh, wow, I used to fuck him. I used to be with that dude. Or actually, check it out. He's still DMing me. Because it's a small world. Like, I noticed that everybody knows everybody. And it's like, small world. Yeah. So, I'm getting a lot of those pictures. A lot of, I don't know, I've been asked out a lot. I guess a lot of people think, like, I need to go out. But I've been doing good. I've been doing really good. Working out. Oh, yeah, that was another thing. Working out. Dude, we hit the gym hard. I love the guys from Rounders. Those guys should be coming in pretty soon to interview. They're so patient and work hard. Those guys work hard. And, Yeah, so hopefully the guys from Rounders will be in here soon. Santa Ana in the house. Always welcome. Mr. What is it? Mr. Clever should be in the house hopefully next week, I think. We'll find out more events were coming. I heard something about a comedy show on Wednesday in Inglewood. So we might be there on Wednesday, Inglewood. Yeah, Inglewood for Wednesday, I think. Either that or Flappers. I like Flappers. I like their drinks. Now, you know what I like about Flappers? Is that when you go to one, like, there's a lot of entrance. And one way is in the back way where the kitchen's at. And one day, I was drunk. I was hungry. They were cleaning up. And the guy was putting away some food. And I wanted to buy food, but they were already closed. And as I was walking in the back, I went the wrong way, whatever. And then I told the guy, oh, I was like, oh, okay, you can make me a taco. And the guy did. I was like, gracias, you know, like Spanish. She was like, so, yeah, I like Flappers. You know, a little kitchen in the back there, and, you know, the people are humble, and, you know, like I said, I was hungry that day. Like, I was drunk. I was like, shit, you know when you need food when you're drinking? You need food before you go home? Well, I need food. That man made me a taco. That shit was good. But what else to do? Yeah, so we have Rounders in that coming up pretty soon, and sorry about that. Get a lot of messages, and yeah, so. We get a lot of haters right now. I got a lot of weirdos, a lot of guys asking me out, and then some of them get nervous and then like don't show up, and some of them do, and it's just weird. What else? I have I'm gonna get my tattoo redone on next Saturday. I swear the first guy who did it was done by was it Crayola washable markers? That shit faded. How your tattoo gonna fade? And it's not slandering if your shit's, and you know what I mean? I called the guy, he didn't fix it. So I had to get another guy. Let's see how it comes out. Hopefully my tattoos come out good on next week. What else? Yeah, so basically, 4th of July is coming, huh? See what we're gonna do 4th of July. Over there, Santa Ana, no illegal fireworks, $1,000 fine. And in Spanish is, los cohetes ilegal te van a dar una multa de $500. Yeah, so there's signs everywhere. Car shows are up. It's summer. Yeah, we're the good events, good spots to go. Like I said, I went to that new spot, Splash. It's a cute little place to, like, take your kids. You know, like I said, my kid's going to be 18, and I took her there. She had a good time. The river bend, the pool, sell food, sell alcohol. They even have a spot reserved for people that are 18 and over. It looked like a little jacuzzi. I don't know. It was weird, but, like, they have a spot for, like, adults. A lot of, too, the vendors in Santa Ana. We're going to find some more taco trucks. Dude, the other day, my cousin gave me some eyelashes. They're fucking, like big. She's like, I know you like eyelashes. And they were, like, big eyelashes, right? Like, hairy. They look like caterpillar. And so the neighbor kept looking at me. And, like, I'm so conceited because I love myself. The neighbor kept looking at me. And I'm thinking, what the fuck are you looking at? And he goes, oh, because I kept, like, squinting my eyes because of they're so long. And that guy's like, oh, is something wrong with you? And I was like, no, something wrong with you? What the fuck are you looking at? Like, and it was like, My stupid ass, my fucking eyelashes. I need to stop being so damn conceited, you know? But yeah, it was eyelashes, them eyelashes. And then, what else happened? Oh, yeah. We went to that, I told you, in June, went to that Magic Mike event in Suavecitos. And I was buying some barbecue ribs and whatever. And I get my food. And I'm sitting there at a bench. And some guy goes up to me and goes, Chris Leibar, all serious. And I'm like, fuck, I don't know this guy. Yeah, this is Chris Leibar. And he's like, you follow my friend or whatever. And I was just like, well, who's your friend? He's right there. And I look at him, a gorgeous, handsome man. Happened to me, he goes, he has that Pocos para Locos right there. I was like, oh shit, I fucking follow guy, like fucking 39.1 followers or shit. And I was just like amazed, like, I'm like, so I, you know, so I could have got ghetto when he said Chris Leibar, but I didn't. See, that's why it's good to keep it humble. But yeah, you never know who you're sitting next to. Never know. It's a small world. Everybody knows everybody. I, you know. So yeah, we're still here in Burbank. What are we doing afterwards? I don't know. Probably hit the gym or something. Work, hit the gym, yeah. Yeah, we'll be back next week. Definitely have, like I said, hopefully Clever. I think it's Clever. Clever next week is supposed to come down. Cracks me up, that Clever man. You guys gotta go see his page. It's fucking hilarious. He's hilarious. And then, yeah, so pretty much, let's see what time it is. Pretty much we're wrapping it up. Yeah, for next week, next Sunday for sure, we'll be here. Hit me up, DM me for any questions. Like I said, like I said it now, and I'll say it again, I'm not looking for friendship. Listen, that a lot of people, I don't know why you call. I'm gonna be honest. I get a lot of phone calls in the middle of the night, 1, 2, 3 in the morning, like, no, like, don't call me. So you get blocked. That's the only time I block, unless you're a pervert or that. But yeah, let's just like not call. Like at 1 in the morning, really? But yeah, for sure next week. Hopefully, like I said, Clever will come down. We're here in Burbank. If you want to call down, if you want to call the radio station and promote your business, promote yourself, or have any questions, or, you know, you want to call out somebody, go ahead. You know, feel free to, the number, I always post the number, whoever wants to call. There's a lot of people that have questions. A lot of questions. Like I said, I've done a lot of shit. And I have answers. And I did this shit for a reason, and I'll do it again. And like I said, there's no shame in this, Chris Leibar. And I hope you guys have a good weekend. And we will see you guys next week.
You're listening to Anything Goes with the gorgeous Miss Ibarra, with your host, Crystal Ibarra, only on LA Talk Radio.